вечір небо, пан господар дома, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, пан господар дома, ой нема, ой нема, та й поїхка дам вина, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, та й поїхка дам вина, та й муки спетлювать, меду пива купувати, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, меду пива купувати, меду пива купувати.
Веселих свят і щасливого Нового року! Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіоукраїнського коріння. Говорить Павліна. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a great program lined up for you. This will be our last programming, a Christmas program, rather, of the 2016-2017 Christmas season, and it will be focusing largely on New Year and Yordan. But we do have some spoken word features for you. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage will bring you a story about a Yiddish reporter who was in Ukraine in 1933. As well, we have a Konishka Corner book review, and this will feature a book by a Vancouver Island author, Conflict in Ukraine. As well, we'll have Vasil Pavlovsky with a bit of a blast from the past, and he'll be telling us all about the three feasts of Christmas in Ukrainian tradition. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music on a seasonal theme.
Ой, ходять пави та й по городі, пір'яшко ронять на Божі роди. Ой, ходять пави та й по городі, пір'яшко ронять на Божі роди. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже. Діва Марія серед світлиці, як біла рожа, роже волиця. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже.
Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, дай Боже.
Прилетіли ангели з раю, пір'я павлине пильного збирають. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже,
ой, дай Боже.
Люди великі, віно гляненькі, а для Ісуса віно маленькі. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже. Ой, ходь Завитай бороді, пір'яч коронять на Божі роди.
Вінчуємо вас цими святами, щоби щастю і здоров'ю їх переповадали. Від Нового року то чекали. Від Нового року до Богоявлення, від Богоявлення до Воскресення, від Воскресення до 100 літ, поки вам Господь призначив вік. Христос народився.
Нарізяні свята, всі се радуймо, старші й молодші заколядуймо. Христос народився, їсті ви, Марії, нарізяні свята, як ціли лілії. Христос народився, їсті ви, Марії, нарізяні свята, як ціли лілії. Вже темная нічка землю криває, а пречиста діва місця шукає. Небо було для неї Вифлеємі хати, мусила в стаєнці заночувати. Небо було для неї Вифлеємі хати, мусила в стаєнці заночувати. Люди не прийняли, жалю не було, для Ісуса в місті місця не було. У широкім степі, у бідним вертепі, там пречиста діва на ніч прибула. У широкім степі, у бідним вертепі, там пречиста діва на ніч прибула. З тяжкої дороги діва спочила, і Божого сина там народила, і нашого Спаса положила в ясла. На тобі, Маріє, душа радіє, і нашого Спаса положила в ясла. На тобі, Маріє, душа радіє.
Головна мета Ukraine War Amps – це допомога пораненим воїнам та патріотам, які захищають свободу своєї країни у сьогоднішній війні за Україну. Ukraine War Amps представляє програму «Всинови солдата». З вашою підтримкою наша організація зможе передавати принаймні $50 США щомісяця для цільової підтримки якомога більшого числа українських героїв. 100% зібраних коштів буде передано напряму героям, пораненим у війні за Україну. Програма «Всинови солдата» будує унікальний зв'язок між вами і солдатом, якого ви підтримуєте. Все починається з вас. Візьміть під опіку солдата. Підтримайте героя України.
Get your early bird weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $80. That's $80 for an early bird weekend pass to this cultural showcase in Dauphin, Manitoba, August long weekend. These would make great gifts for any festival lover. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, 2017, Dauphin, Manitoba. See cnuf.ca for updates and for more info.
And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Today we begin with a dispatch from the past. Kiev in the morning. A lot of people are already walking on the main street Hreshchatyk, now called Vorovsky. Everybody holds under their arm a stick of plain black bread, and everyone picks crumbs from it and drops it in their mouth. This applies to men, to women, and to children. Constantly, constantly, constantly. Everybody has a stick of plain black bread under their arm, under their suit coat, under their overcoat, and from there they pick crumbs, crumbs, crumbs. So it goes for an entire city. This traveler's account from the Ukrainian capital in the autumn of 1933 hints at the disaster that afflicted the country in those grim years of the brutal man-made famine. And this rare account comes from one of the very few Westerners allowed into Ukraine at that time. Harry Lang was the labor editor of the Yiddish language newspaper Jewish Daily Forward, or Forwards, published in New York. It was then the largest and most influential Yiddish newspaper in the world and the largest non-English newspaper in the United States. Lang and his wife Lucy spent several weeks traveling freely throughout Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia. They were able to get in due to a letter of reference by the American Senator William E. Burra, who was the leading advocate for the diplomatic recognition of the Soviet Union by the United States. The Langs had a background to make their trip a journalistic success. They were both born in the Tsarist Empire, Harry in Lithuania and Lucy in Kyiv. Both spoke Russian and Yiddish. They could talk with Soviet citizens without the need of an interpreter. In addition, Lucy Lang had extensive connections in Kyiv with influential relatives who had participated in the revolution, joined the Communist Party, and had risen into the higher ranks. What is even more fascinating is that the Langs were able to put their trip into a broader context. Their trip in 1933 first took them to the Middle East, including Palestine, then to Western Europe, and finally the Soviet Union. Harry Lang's comparison of an impoverished Jewish collective farm near Kharkiv with the thriving kibbutzim in Palestine ruffled feathers. Lang pointed out, "I visited Jewish rural people in several countries. The Palestinian villages have incorporated into their hearts the most beautiful singing. Their collectivization has been imposed by no one." In contrast, Lang was particularly scathing about the state of Jewish life and the bleak and coercive conditions of the Soviet collective farm. He was particularly upset by the state of education and wrote, "What indeed do these schools teach them? Everything which has been connected to Jewish intellectualism has been wiped out." But the tragedy of the Ukrainian countryside in the early 1930s went beyond any deficiencies in rural schools. From one of his excursions deep into the countryside, Lang writes of the all-encompassing tragedy. "Fields and roads under soldiers. The worst, however, comes later. Driving from village to village, we come upon a village of death. Several dozen little houses, the doors nailed up, not a single creature inside, not a single creature in the gardens and fields surrounding dead chimneys on the roofs, dead windows." Lang wrote a series of about 30 articles about the Soviet part of the trip that were published in the Forward newspaper between November 1933 and February 1934. His wife Lucy included some material from the trip in her autobiography, Tomorrow is Beautiful, that was published in 1948. Lang's articles outraged pro-Soviet readers of the Forward at a time when the United States had finally recognized the Soviet Union and many Americans were eager for improved Soviet-American relations. Harry Lang was publicly vilified. He was expelled from the Socialist Party, and efforts were made to dismiss him from the newspaper. He was even threatened with assassination. Lang remained with the Forward for the rest of his career and passed away in California in 1970. Four of Lang's articles have been recently posted on the website academia.edu. Roman Serbin, a historian and professor emeritus of Russian and East European history at the University of Quebec in Montreal, compiled and edited the texts, which were translated from the Yiddish into English by Moshe Dolman of Montreal. Harry Lang's harrowing accounts of famine-gripped Ukraine offers a poignant perspective on the Ukrainian-Jewish encounter. He bore witness at one of the cruelest moments in Ukrainian history, writing, "The peasants were accustomed to waking up in the morning when the cocks would begin to crow. Oh, how the peasants were accustomed. They would sing at work. This is something you don't hear now. It goes without saying that the Ukrainian song of the field, of the steppe, has become famous throughout the world. In Ukraine itself, however, the song is silent. There is no singing in the Ukrainian fields." This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіоукраїнського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. При мікрофоні Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Павліна.
Наша маланка подністрянка Дністром плила, ноги мила. Дністром плила, ноги мила.
Дністром плила, ноги мила, та й тонкий фартух замочила, та й тонкий фартух замочила. Повій вітре буйнесенький, висуши фартух, тонесенький, висуши фартух, тонесенький. Повій вітре із болота, висуши фартух, як золото, висуши фартух, як золото. Повій вітре туди-сюди, висуши фартух по межі люди, висуши фартух по межі люди. У ваших дверях чотири дошки, пустіть маланку до хати трошки, пустіть маланку до хати трошки. Пустіть маланку, будем співати, дасте оріхів, будем кусати, дасте оріхів, будем кусати.
Наша маланка подністрянка Дністром плила, ноги мила. Дністром плила, ноги мила.
Welcome to Knižka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knižka Corner, we will be discussing Serhii Yakelchik's new book, The Conflict in Ukraine, What Everyone Needs to Know. Serhii Yakelchik's book is dedicated to the memory of his mother-in-law, Anna Yeremina, an ethnic Russian patriot of Ukraine. Even though she was a Russian speaker, Anna carefully followed the news about the conflict in Ukraine at her home in Kyiv until her very last day in 2014. Her intense Ukrainian patriotism was the inspiration for this book, which focuses on Ukraine's complex national and civic identity. Yakelchik does not shy away from the complex realities of Ukraine. The very first section of his opening chapter asks the question, what is the Maidan, and what made it top news around the world? He explains the history of Kyiv's main plaza, Maidan Nezalezhnosti, Independence Square, as the focus of three rounds of protest, which changed Ukraine's history forever. Student protests in 1990, before the fall of the Soviet Union, established the square as a protest venue. In 2004-2005, the Orange Revolution protested a rigged presidential election and resulted in the election of President Yushchenko, who had been poisoned by his political enemies. Finally, in 2013, a protest against the government's rejection of an association agreement with the European Union resulted in the impeachment of President Yanukovych, who later abandoned his country and fled to Russia. This led to new elections and the formation of an interim government in 2014. This relatively short book gives readers a great deal of detail about the history, geography, and political situation of Ukraine. After giving an overview of recent developments, including the annexation of Crimea by Russia and fighting in eastern Ukraine in the first chapter, the author goes on to prehistoric times to describe the genesis of these recent events. Subsequent chapters include The Land and the People, The Making of Modern Ukraine, Ukraine After Communism, The Orange Revolution and the Euromaidan, Russia's Annexation of the Crimea and the War in Donbass, and Building a New Ukraine in a Globalized World. Based on solid historical research, the conflict in Ukraine should be required reading for anyone interested in global issues in Eastern Europe. Yakelchik's footnotes and bibliography, as well as his comprehensive chronology at the beginning of the book, speak to his commitment to presenting an accurate and realistic picture of the political situation in Ukraine. As a victim of Vladimir Putin's aggressive foreign policy, Ukraine finds itself in the midst of a war to defend its independence in the face of Russia's annexation of Crimea and brutal attacks by Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Clearly, Putin and his government see Ukraine as a crucial battleground in Russia's historical struggle with the West and as a place where Russia must take the last stand. The conflict in Ukraine reveals that the current situation is not only a fight against Russian expansionism, but it is also a fight for the very soul of Ukraine. Against domestic corruption, bureaucratic incompetence, and financial mismanagement, Putin's accusations of domestic strife in Ukraine based on ethnic hatred are refuted by the author. He bluntly states that both Ukrainian-speaking and Russian-speaking Ukrainians are fighting against the separatists in Donbas. In fact, this conflict has increased Ukrainian civic pride and determination to retain its independence from Moscow and to restore its territorial integrity. The resolution to the conflict in Ukraine will not be easy, as can be seen in the final words of the book. The conflict can only be resolved in a wider international framework. Local peacekeeping in Ukraine is a global issue. Dr. Serhii Yakelchik received his BA from Kyiv University and an MA from the Ukrainian Academy of Sciences. He studied in Australia before coming to Canada in 1995 to do his PhD at the University of Alberta. He is currently teaching at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. He has written articles for periodicals such as Origins, Current Events in Historical Perspective, Perspectives on Europe, and The Washington Post. His books include Stalin's Citizens, Everyday Politics in the Wake of Total War, Ukraine, Birth of a Modern Nation, and Stalin's Empire of Memory, Russian-Ukrainian Relations in the Soviet Historical Imagination. The Conflict in Ukraine, What Everyone Needs to Know, is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Добрий вечір, добрий. на здоров'я, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям, на здоров'я, наші.
Нагадую, ви слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio coming to you from PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна.
Добрий вечір, добрий вечір. Добрий вечір тобі, пане господарю, радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, син Божий народився, народився. Застеляйте столи, калачі з ярої пшениці, радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, син Божий народився, ой, радуйся, земле, син Божий народився, радуйся, земле.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Given that Christmas has just passed, according to those who follow the Julian calendar, which include both Orthodox and Greek Catholic Ukrainians, it would be appropriate for me to greet you with the phrase, Christos Rodivsya, Christ is born, to which the appropriate response would be, Slavimo Yeho, let us glorify him. This greeting is appropriate all the way through until Yordano, or January 19th, which is the day that Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. Thus, if you ever find yourself in Ukraine during this time of year, do not be surprised if someone greets you in such a manner. In one of the best-known Ukrainian carols, Dobry Vechor Tobi, Good Evening to You, which is sang to the owner of a household when caroling, there are a number of stanzas in succession which sing of three holidays which will come to believers as guests. The first of these will be the birth of Christ, which you all know, according to the Julian calendar, falls on January 7th. The second is the Feast of St. Basil, which falls on January 14th, the Old New Year. Contemporary Ukrainians often celebrate the coming of the Old New Year with a ball or banquet. This event is referred to as the Malanka, and is the Feast of St. Melania the Younger, and falls on the eve of the New Year. This evening is also called Shchedry Vecher, and during this period, it is possible for carolers to visit and sing Koliady and Shchedrivki, hence the name of Glientowicz's famous song Shchedry. The third and final holiday mentioned in the carol is Vodochrestia, which falls on January 19th. The etymology of this word is from the words for water, voda, and christening, chrzczenia. This is the day which Christ was baptized in the River Jordan. And this being the case, the holiday is by some referred to as Yordan. On this day, and for some time after it, the faithful greet each other slightly differently. Christos Christivsia, Christ was christened, to which the appropriate response is Uritsi Yordani, in the River Jordan. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the three holidays of the season, which visit Orthodox and Eastern Rite Catholics. To all listeners of Nash Holos, may your larders and wallets be full, that health always be with you, and may you live long and prosper.
Щедрий вечір
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на щодень тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим, як хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Як маєш охоту, то й зробиш добру роботу. And our proverb of the week translates as, where there's a will, you will find a way. And that brings us to the end of our last program for the Christmas season of 2016-2017. We'll resume regular programming next week. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachnia and Happy New Year.
Ой, учора із вечора пасла маланка два качора. Пасла, пасла, загубила, а шукаючи забудила. Приблудила в чисте поле, аж там Василько плужко море. Оре, жито сіє, за ним те жито зеленіє. Оре, оре, плуг заносить, йому маланка їсти носить. Васильчику, посію тебе в городчику.